time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So Auckland duo Eno and Dirty are about to release a new album. The details are vague, but we're about to change that in a moment. Eno and Dirty, welcome.
What's up, my bro? How's it going?
Very well. It's great. It's great to have you in. We're going to have a chat about this new record, but first, a couple of tunes would be fantastic.
A couple of tunes, yeah. Right now. All right. Let's get into it.
Can I get some more beat, please, my boy? Way more beat, my bloke. Hey, it's Agent 0028. I come in unrecognized, adjacent to a Jason Mars. Cater to your bros, jokes, cause I'm multi-personal. You play your part, scaving on the dough, blood just hating on the broke. Nope. I'm militant, proud, moldy, diligent, bone deep, fuck all this how, moldy, silly shit. Roll deep locally, could go and do some better things. Lean back, boogie, while I'm holding on that Hennessy. That rats, Paula Bennett, bitch, don't motivate me mentally. They say I need to refocus my energy, but any G I see could be my enemy. Even so-called friends I see around, but yo, they dead to me. This rap shit ain't no bread to me, I've had money. You spending all your cash on Instagram stunting. G, go see the world, you wanna gram something. Or 350 from the bro, you wanna gram something. Your man bluffing, you call up them handcuffs. We ordered them transported. Ay, no scam artists, so how come they scared all us? Ay, we fam all us. I probably smashed my 35th cousin right before this. Light the horns, fight the boredom. Who were they more than? The age, same jersey number is Jordan. I'm AK's version of Noah. I got the arc for you runner ups. Yeah, shorty up, arch while a brother, Graylin all day, my boy. CA Modi order. So fresh, I better not fuck this one up. Shout out BFM. Shout out my G's listening. Who's that dude who called before?
Shout out Harry Saunders, Pound Gang.
This one for you, my boy, Harry. Hey, yeah. Yo, pat the pork, belly with the milk. Talk to me when it's spilt. Suave stunts like I'm looking. All sunny with the bills. Drop the shoulder on your world or talk pussy to the stilts. All jelly from the tip. Hotelly on the fifth, so don't bell me. Before it's all goony with the shit. So loony off the tunes like Wayne Rooney in the kicks. Mean rally rolling round, same Subi, different chick. Either she might this and that, otherwise it's hit or miss. My brother's fine, and they don't need no keepers. Keep the gutter by my feet, and I'll be fucked if I ain't out for mine. I'm on the line of love and hate. Beers up in the freezer, microwave the plate. Push the beer cup to the Sheba before I fly away. But that's another story. Hold up, it's money calling. Don't ask for feature verses. My G, you can't afford them. Two of O's of awesome. Blunts to pass the boredom. Money, hoes, clothes, bows, bolts. Some off the autumn. Split the G, then spark the blunt. Nicotine to half the butts. Grass cuts, clip your knees. Half cost, Mr. Bean, G, laugh it up. Move in silence with some things I can't discuss. Over beats, my bow, you weak. Thinking that you after us, ay. Get your own, I'll get it for you. Hit me if you after, cuz. Tax your tins, half your foils, pass them up. Sent the roll on anyone. Earns without the mask or gloves. Wilding out on everyone. Smiling while we pass the fuzz. Fuck these, no offense, I'm out the gate. Toe to toe, turn you to a couch potato. Slow your boat, play your part, know your role. Foul your mate, snake eyes, some one-on-ones. I'm about to papes, business and I want it done. Now G without the weight. Go fish, let out the bait. Horse life, mount his face. Settle up and giddy up, girl, bounce away. Pineapple mojito flow. Something for that mouth to taste. Pound a cake and beat it slow. G, I'm out that house at 8. But hey, yo, that's another story. Hold up, it's money calling. Don't ask Eno for beats. My G, you can't afford them. Two of O's of awesome. Blunts to pass the boredom. Money, clothes, hoes and boats. Bo, I'm off the autumn. But that's another story. Hold up, it's money calling. Hung up like sorry, cuz I'm fucked. I'm up on Surrey horse and Derry toss to start the fire. Could be drunk or higher. You're free to skunk suppliers. Fuck your social climbers. Excuse the curse words, my boy. Shout out to the big man downstairs.
Yummy.
Eno and Dirty live in the 95B FM studio. Was that still the air horn? Is that an air horn?
That's still the air horn.
It's still going?
Still going.
Fuck yeah, we got another 4 years with it.
I was going to say, when will we reach peak air horn?
I don't know whether you will.
Probably not.
I remember asking Totens Rubin around the whole time the KCB was really strong, like, when will we reach peak air horn? And he thought we already had, if my memory serves right. But clearly not.
Clearly not.
That was tasteful as well.
Thank you.
So those two tracks, new tracks, from a new record. What were the names of the track and what's the name of the new record?
So they're not actually, those two tracks that are actually fresh. This is the first time anyone's heard them.
Whew.
So yeah. They're both untitled. But I guess it's safe to say the title of the new record is Evil Adventures and Happy Endings. So yeah.
And where do we find you with this record? Because you guys have been going for a while.
Mm.
I was wondering.
I feel like we've been in our chrysalis, and now we've just grown into this beautiful butterfly that is Evil Adventures and Happy Endings. Fair. The album.
Because I mean, if we take a couple lines from that last track, don't ask for guest verses, you can't afford them. Don't ask for beats, can't afford him. This is definitely what am I trying to say? This is you guys are at a level now where you feel like this is, as you say, the chrysalis. You feel like you've reached a new level per se with this
hard
new
out
record?
Yeah, hard out. I think everything you got to do, you got to reach a new level, but this one especially, man, like in terms of the writing, like, I think we made the last project when we weren't really in the industry, and now we've kind of been in the industry and, you know, seen it all, and I guess a lot of it is aimed at towards that, really.
How have you found the grind over the last couple of years?
Solid. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love this shit. This is all I want to do, bro. Like, this is the fruits of the labor, but a lot of things I don't like. But, you know, it's just like work, gee, at the end of the day.
The grind's been good. Like, there's heaps of competition now, so it's like you gotta grind twice as hard as what you had to do 4 years ago. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Yeah.
I had an epiphany 4 or 5 years ago when I went overseas, came back and was like, shit, we have it so great. But it really seems like in the last year or two, things are just like getting better and better and better.
For sure.
And there's so many more releases now as well, you know. You just wait for somebody and it'll be like 2 years, like us, you know, we haven't dropped shit. But, you know, now cats are just releasing so much, you know, it's just, we're spoilt.
Of course, yes. And still repping Greyland hard.
Hard.
Are you still living in Greyland?
Hard. With my mum and dad. Shout out to mum and dad. But I'm out of there soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go up north, Mumfire. Just kick it.
Very nice.
Hard.
So tell me about this new record. What did you want to put into it?
I guess this record for us, like, just symbolized a lot of growth. Like, I feel as though, you know, the last record, we're speaking from, you know, that boy point of view, whereas now we've, like, both grown as humans, we've both learned things over the years, and, like, this record is a product of that, you know? It's, you know, it's that evil adventure, and, you know, that happy ending is, I guess, this outcome, you know, is, you know, being in the position we're here that we are today, you know.
It's going to be a happy ending for anyone who listens to it, because it's sounding great.
Thank you.
Friend of the group, Dylan, he told me that he's like, this is like, there's no hooks. There's and it's dense, it's rap. that is the case.
Mm.
But at the same time, things are like, there are lines, or there are sounds, or there are things that do hook you. It's a really rewarding listen.
Sure, thank you.
Now, in the lead up to this release, you decided to take down all of your old music.
Mm.
Where did that idea come from, and why did you do it?
We wanted to be Radiohead.
Now, do we look like Radiohead now?
I guess it's like, you know, funnily enough, that title of the project is called Easter Eggs and Good Sportsmanship. And I think we just, you know, we're on a new adventure now, and yeah, we wanted to make that more of an Easter egg. So like, if you got it, you got it, and yeah, you have to find it now.
Exactly, full circle.
But yeah,
there's going to be some like deep blog, like fritted away on Abro somewhere.
Yeah. Going to be able to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's the one.
Waiting for you, Nadwa.
Oh, the dream, right? It's going to be. What kind of? I mean, you produced the record. What kind of sounds were you going for? Obviously, a bit of air horn.
Yeah, a bit of air horn. I mean, with the sound of the new project. I don't know. I find it hard to articulate that. Yeah. Like I guess it's growth. There's less sampling. I used a lot of session musicians and things like that. I wanted it to be, you know, instead of just beats, I wanted the structures of them to be more songs, and yeah, just go off in another direction, and hopefully the next project's completely different too, you know.
And you worked at Red Bull Studios.
Yeah.
Which lovely studio.
Best.
So and was it through those connections that you got the session musicians, or did you already know these people? What was that process like?
Yeah, I already knew these people. I mean, like, we had Guy Harrison pretty much came in. He plays in Balu Brigada and a few other bands, and I don't know, he's like the instrument savant. Like, he came in and just played fucking everything. And then,
there's a few of those doing the rounds in Auckland at the moment.
It's like, he'll be on the bass, like, calling him for the bass, and he's like, duh, 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 duh. I'm like, oh, sweet, bro, do you know any trumpet players? And he's like, I've got my trumpet in my car. Boom, it's like, bah, bah, bah. Then he ends up doing keys as well, like, damn.
Yeah, we had Milu come through too. Yeah, Milu. She came and lent her hand as well, which was dope. And that was my first introduction to her, you know.
In the sense of, because I found myself, I'm doing a bit of filming for the Fly My Pretties, the last tour they did, and I noticed that she was doing a lot of vocal coaching. Was she helping in that respect?
No, she actually plays a little bit of jazz keys, so she came in and put down some, keys ideas and stuff. And she was really dope, really dope. But yeah, she's a vocal coach, yeah.
And then do you pick and choose from what these people do and loop that stuff, or are you saying I want 16 bars of, like, this break?
Yeah, but I have an idea of what I want it to sound like, and I'll try getting to play that. But a lot of the time, you know, like, I think the best parts you'll find is when you just go, do you, bro? And then, yeah, guy was playing some crazy shit, and I'd be like, oh, yo, I like that, but, like, Ben, can we take that? Yo, we'll take that. Put it all together, and yeah, and then you have an end product.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I was reading an article with Kamasi Washington, and he was saying that Kendrick Lamar is like that.
Yeah.
He assembles the best talent and then just tells them to do their thing and picks and chooses.
I think that's the best way to do it, because it's can't really tell someone how to play, you know what I mean? If you like their flavour, get them in and let them do them, and yeah.
And so lyrically, how did you want to attack this record?
Just a lot less just rap. You know what I mean? I love rap, but a lot more melodic, like, in different parts. Not too much, you know, little bits. And just wanted to kind of same thing Eden was talking about before, but like boy perspective to man perspective, you know what I mean? I mean, it's still quite brash. It's still quite boastful, you know? I feel like I'm humble in life, but vain when I write. But it's just, it's just growth again. Yeah, shout out to the team, came through and did a good job, and the captain. And
when you say rap, though, rap is a pretty wide genre these days.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like bars, just, you know, just doing bars and then just having a hook just to hold the bars, you know what I mean? Because it's filler and not trying to make like a song, you know what I mean? Just try to focus on little witty lines or whatever. But now I've kind of gone into it writing what it's going to sound like at the end as well, you know what I mean? Had a bigger perspective of trying to make a whole song apart from just the dopest verse I can write.
Can you remember the first line you ever wrote?
Yeah, I remember the first verse I ever wrote. Fuck yeah, shit. It was, I tried to lie and pretend to myself that my mind's not a wreck. I was just listening to like Immortal Technique, he's a fucking death rap. And so, you know, you're just talking about lyrical fucking Hannibal Cannibal fucking in my mind is like, you know, talking about, rapping about, talking about shit.
And how, I mean, how do you learn to become a better MC?
It's just as soon as you, I reckon, start using words that are familiar to you and things that are familiar to you. Because you, the, I mean, the more you know about something, the more ways you'll be able to attack it and different types of shit. And when you first start writing, I think you try to focus too much on just rhyming. You know what I mean? You're not focusing about what you're talking about, though. And as soon as you just start writing what you see, I think that's just like the first level up, basically.
Read some books.
Yeah, read some books. Like, I should take that advice. I don't read shit. That's probably why I haven't leveled up.
You're in that, like, middle Pokemon stage.
Yeah, yeah. I need the moon crystal. I need the moon rock.
I know we were going to keep details vague, so shoot me down if you need. But this new record, do you guys have things planned for before the end of the year, or are you, is this like a 2018...
Nah, this is all. I don't want to go too much into date, bro. But
that's all right.
Yeah, we've got a dope release plan. Like, I don't want to spoil too much about that. Like, this.
Well, what can we follow then? What's the best place to follow, so we can find out as it happens?
Fuck, we just put a number up on our Facebook. Like, literally, we just put up a number. So if you want to chat, holler. And fuck, we've been telling cats what we're up to.
So it's that simple. So you.
Mm. Yeah, my man's before was just like on his way to get some Maltesers. I was like, oh, shout out. He's like, and the Blue Snakes for his man. So I was like, shot. You know, people are just chatting. It's dope.
Yeah. Otherwise, follow the Facebook, Eno and Eno X Dirty.
Cool, though. Everyone's got free calling these days.
Everyone's got free calling. Holla.
You're going to eat a little.
Just not at 4 a.m. unless it's a Monday.
Hey, we've got time for one more track. What's the name of it?
This one is called Shampoo and Conditioner, and this will be on the new project. So, this is the first time, by the way, that it's ever been played. Like, I mean, bar like maybe one show, but yeah, some new shit for you. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Head and Shoulders, the Pantene Dream, my boy. Hey, I'm a walking shampoo commercial. Like 20 minutes slow condition. The hair shine universal. It stands out so distinctive. Flowing through the crowd like a belly dance. Color got a tinge of a bellyage. Fresh while I'm in my best dress. Clean cut, get up, prolonged pose in a celly stance. No photos. Plain white tee, no logo. Eyes like the hat, Han Solo. So you think you know a bloke, but here's the thing, don't act when you know you don't. Overload the mane with the Pantene. Pro-V to send stains out the canteen. French braided by two dames in a damn street. Shit, I'm the motherfucking man, G. Hey, shampoo, conditioner. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, 28 minutes slow conditions. Like a pork belly, my boy, with the milk. Happy apple. Hey, yo, I've been dirty from the hut too. That's from the get. I might hit your birdie with the up too. Sipping on the brews and a lot of gin.
Lot of gin.
With my boy Lose, yo, we gotta win.
Gotta win.
Every sip I take, I stick the pinky out. Different shit, same day, G, I get about. Hey, I might get my hips insured. Hey, I might use my fist to talk for me. And they bilingual. Catch me in the strip club with only five singles. Five figure payouts for 5 minute jingles. I just wanna sell my soul, I ain't here to mingle. Nabo, I star in the movie and I does the stunts. Put the honey in the pussy, I'm a buzzy cunt. Says she wants some money win that ticket. And so I pop the money win that ticket. So I pop the money in that ticket. Hey, pop the money in that. Hey, she wants some money in that. Hey, yeah, they say all's fair, love and war. Hey. But that's a sad excuse for the blood to pour. Yo, that's why I'm in the booth.
All I do is boast, think it's time to spit the truth. My granddad a bishop, I ain't never been religious. I used to love my missus more than fucking bitches. Fam so big, G, it's hard to keep a trap. Got cuzzies with they badge, got cuzzies in the patch. My fam in the front, my clan got my back. Uncle had the pumps, used to let me shoot him out my nana truck. And she was 90 out the sunny with the high beam. I was like 12, double barrel and a honey. Ay, the same year I'm blazed like Johnny. Four later I was in the cage like Johnny. For the night though, fam helped me down from that tight rope. Got a cousin right now on that light bulb.
And the limes are still around as well.
Explosion.
Eno and Dirty, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, my bro, thanks for having us.
No worries, anytime.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!